Hi, and welcome to Wow Talk. I'm Donna Capacity, a thriving cancer survivor.
And I'm her naturopathic doctor, Darlene Gustin. We're here to encourage, educate, and empower you on your journey to optimum wellness.
Welcome. And today we are going to talk about water quality. What do we mean by that, Dr. Gustin?
Well, it's a very popular question. Which water should I drink? And there's really no good one clear answer to that question. So a lot of patients buy water filters of different kinds. And each year that goes by, it's even more critical to filter the water, especially where we live, where there's a quickly increasing population. But the way that the water is filtered and is not keeping up with that. And what I mean by that is that they kill the bacteria and they add the chlorine. But a growing concern in the naturopathic community is the amount of medication residue that's in the water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so interesting. Okay, so could you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, it was something that we started thinking about decades ago in the naturopathic profession, that when people are medicated and there are byproducts that go into the water, and the pre-existing water filter system of our city doesn't address that. But it's a growing concern. So imagine in the Toronto area how many people are on cholesterol meds and antidepressants and the birth control pill, etc., etc. And with more and more people, there's a higher and higher amount of that in the water. So right now, that's my biggest reason to tell people filter your water. And it's very popular among naturopaths here to recommend reverse osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
And that will remove a lot of things. But what I also find is that the more you filter the water, the more you also remove the minerals.
I was just going to ask you about that. Exactly.
Yeah. So if I'm testing somebody's hair analysis once a year, I will see after about 2 years of very filtered water that their mineral status drops quite a bit, unless they've gone out of their way to remineralize the water or stay on top of their supplements.
Okay.
So that's what I see in hair analysis. And the other thing where we live, I see a lot of heavy metal toxicity. And my patients who live in the country, they have different testing methods and filtering methods. They're more aware of heavy metals in the country. But also sometimes what I see in the country is high iron or high manganese.
I was just going to say that as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those places I think would be on a well as opposed to city water.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So different things are in the water depending on where you live. And I love spring water. And if you can get spring water that comes from close to where you live, it tastes good. It's has the best energy for the people who are into energy work, and it is more nutritious with the minerals. And the big companies compete with each other for market share and stay on top of each other as far as product quality goes. So and those standards competing against each other far exceed the government standards.
Yeah.
And they're without incident. So I'm divided between drinking spring water versus filtered water. And there's different kinds of filtering devices on the market. Some are gravity fed, some are installed under your sink. There are water stores here where you could buy different kinds of water. And then also sometimes people talk to me about distilled water.
Yes. That was going to be my next question.
So distilled water, I call it naked water.
Oh.
So they've removed everything. It's like naked chemistry lab water. It's very dead energetically. But it is therapeutic if you are toxic. And so at certain times in a treatment plan, I will say this is a good time to have distilled water, because when it's going through without any minerals, it has a drawing out behavior.
Okay. Yeah.
And the body will preferentially let the toxins out first. But if you consume the distilled water for a longer period of time, it will deplete your minerals. So the amount of you know, minerals that you have in your body will get drawn out with the water. So use with caution only for short periods of time with distilled water.
Okay, and what are your thoughts on alkaline water?
Yeah, I get that question a fair bit too.
I'm sure you do.
I'm laughing. I'm going, okay, yes. There's this very expensive water system on the market that alkalinizes the water, but they take the water to pH 9, etc. And water was never meant to be at that level of pH.
Okay.
So to me, it's weird. It's like distorting the water to, and it's like, I'm a naturopath. I want it natural. I want water to be at the God intended pH that water was made for human consumption. And so to make it higher than that on the pH scale, more alkaline, I find it strange. Now, most patients will not buy that filter system because it's very expensive. And that's okay. They're usually asking me because they're wondering if it's worth that much of an investment. I did try the water myself once, and I did not feel good. Like it, I felt it right away. It didn't feel good. And I don't know what was happening, but I drank one glass and I'm done with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, here are my other questions. Is the rule of 8 glasses of water a day the one that we should all be following, or do you have other guidelines we should pay attention to?
Right. That's a great question. And I'm going to give you the questions this time.
Okay.
In return, I go, so if the rule is 8 glasses of water a day, would that be true on the day that you're outside gardening at 35 Celsius, as well as the day you're indoors when it's snowing outside?
I would guess no.
Exactly. So your water needs vary daily. So if it's hot yoga day, you need water and electrolytes. So, but generally speaking, as a lifestyle, when I talk about water consumption, I tell people your urine should be almost clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on urine color. And like every cup of coffee could require 1 to 4 cups of water just to compensate for the dehydration effect of the caffeine. So your water needs vary from day to day. And your fluid consumption will include, are you eating salads? Do you eat fruit? Did you have soup today? So some people have a very dry diet. Other people have more fresh, higher water content food. So other people are on medications, diuretics. So the answer is very individual and it varies daily. And it's common to sort of average out to about 8 cups of water per day per adult is common. But I don't count my water.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, yeah.
I just try to keep drinking.
Yeah.
All day if I can.
Yeah. And that's good that you said that too, because it's not the same. Like drinking it, sipping it through the day is much better than, oh, I haven't had my 8 cups today, so I think I'll come home and drink 4 of them and then have dinner. Well, now you've like washed away all your digestive enzymes, right?
That's right.
And the body doesn't process that the same way as when you sip. And then sometimes also when I do body composition testing on my machine, I can see how much water is in the body and where is it located. Is it in the cells or in between the cells? And sometimes I'll tell a person, you're dehydrated, and the person is surprised. They go, but I drink all this water. And I said, well, your hormones can affect how the water's handled. And also, we're a generation that's eating less salt than the generation before us. So if I find that the water is not in the right place in the body, then I will recommend that the person take a little piece of Celtic sea salt, let it melt under their tongue, and follow that with drink the water. And the minerals in the salt will help draw the water into your tissues.
Okay.
So that it gets in, stays in, goes to the right place, and doesn't just flow through you.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what are the other benefits of water?
Oh, my.
I know. Where do we begin?
Well, we are a liquid, believe it or not, as humans. We're about 80% water. And there are just a million. I mean, the number one thing is energy. And mm-hmm. and the number one organ that suffers if you're dehydrated is the brain, right?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that.
Of course. I know. When somebody comes in for fatigue, the first thing I talk about is, do you drink water, right?
Okay.
And but it obviously helps the body detoxify. It helps the water, the liver and the kidneys release toxins, and has to do with the volume of blood in the body and the blood pressure. So the list is endless, but we are water. So having quality water consumption matters quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going back to my body composition test, it measures what's called intracellular water, is the water inside of your cells. And do you know what cells are?
I do, but could you put it into layman's terms for us, please? Yeah. I don't think I can explain it. I know what they are.
No worries. So if you looked at the body under a microscope, you'll see these little building blocks.
Yes.
And they're cells. So think of the body like made of Lego, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so these cells, they could come in different shapes and different colors, and all the red cells stuck together is a muscle, and all the little silver spiders tangled together, that's a brain. So, but at the end of the day, we're made up of all these little cells stuck together. And on my body composition machine, it tells me how much of the water is on the inside of the cells. And I will say, a cell is like a fresh, juicy grape, very high water content. And that's a healthy thing. If the poor little cell is living in a body that has toxic fluids, the cell will defend itself by releasing its inside water to go in between the cells to dilute the toxins.
Oh.
And so if I see that there's reduced amount of water in the cells and an elevated amount of water in between the cells, it means that your grapes have become raisins.
Okay, yes.
And that's one way that I know a person needs a cleanse. And so it's a representation of toxicity at the cellular level deep in the body. And it's not about how much water is there. You might have the correct amount of water, but it's in the wrong place in a body that is toxic. And that's why a lot of naturopaths recommend the Celtic sea salt as a way to draw the water back into the cell.
Okay, that mm-hmm. is really interesting because, mm-hmm. of course, when you have too much of this toxicity,
mm-hmm.
then that's when disease starts, correct?
Of course.
Oh, my.
Toxins lead to a lot of problems. And so back to which water should I drink? Well, ultimately, hopefully, your water is not a source of toxicity because
yes.
good quality water's primary job is to detoxify your body, right? Yeah.
I'm going to ask this question, and that is, does drinking water help with weight loss?
Yes, if you're dehydrated. Okay. but there's a lot of ways to answer that question. It's like you should drink the appropriate amount of water. So it's
sure.
not like an exaggerated amount of water makes you lose weight. Or if you did like a water fast where you go and you just drink water for a day or a couple days, you shouldn't really go past that. It can help with detoxifying, but it's about having the appropriate amount of water. So someone who's not drinking water, it's more the other way around. If you're not drinking enough water, then it's not letting you lose the weight because you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. It's hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is too much water? Because you hear those horror stories where somebody had too much water.
It can be life-threatening.
Yes.
It can be life-threatening.
And why is that?
Well, because anything. You can have too little or too much of any substance, including something seemingly innocent like water, because it distorts your electrolytes, because it's toxic. Anything can be. Too much heat, too much water, too much calcium, too much medication. So in the world of chemistry, there's this range, the spectrum, 20 shades of gray. And black can kill you, white can kill you, but you need just the right shade of gray.
Okay.
Whether it's food or medications or supplements or herbs or water or fiber.
Okay, you said something interesting about the electrolytes. Are there water products? I know there are some products on the market, of course, that have electrolytes. Mm-hmm. Is there a type of water that you can buy that has electrolytes? And would you even recommend that or just don't even go there?
I usually answer that in a very individual way because okay. I've measured the minerals.
Okay.
And there are many products on the market and some have a short list of electrolytes and some are very thorough. And so every product on the market has a different recipe. But I have tested the patient so I know who has which deficiency. And I say, oh, we're looking for the one that has especially higher amounts of this mineral or that mineral.
Okay.
So under the guidance of a naturopath, you get that precision. But generally speaking, if you are working outside in the summer, landscaping or doing hot yoga, you probably need electrolytes in the water over and above what naturally is found in the water as a mineral.
Okay.
Because of that exaggerated amount of sweating.
Because right.
when you sweat, you don't just lose water, you lose minerals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything else we haven't touched on that you'd like to mention?
No, I think we've covered it. But like yeah. I said, there's no black and white answer on this. I remember cheating and I mm-hmm. went to the private Facebook group of the Ontario Naturopaths and I said, which water filter is everyone using?
Yeah.
And about 80% of the naturopaths in Ontario responded with reverse osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I have.
Yeah. Yeah. And then budget matters these days.
Yes.
Right. And so I tell people, I go, okay, at this budget, this is better than just tap water. It's not the ultimate way to filter the water, but it's pretty good at this price point. And
yeah.
then, you know, there's different, you know, things. Some people, depending if they're renting, they might not be allowed to change the plumbing under the sink.
Oh, yeah,
things like that.
Of course.
Or if they live in a smaller condo, they may not have the space for a standalone water filtering gravity system with big stainless steel jugs, right? So people have different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But I say do what you can.
Yeah, which made me think about, I don't want to talk about just a specific brand, but I will, the Brita's,
mm-hmm.
those types of things in your fridge. Mm-hmm. I guess, is that a reasonable thing to do?
It is the very entry level of all the different choices on the market.
Okay.
It's always better than nothing.
Okay.
And the very crucial thing is change the filter. That
yes.
if you're not changing the filter sufficiently, you're going to get bacteria in the water and it's not a good thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
mm-hmm.
thank you very much. I've learned so much about
my pleasure.
Drinking. So drink your water.
Drink your water.
And drink good water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.